walking into the sun, probably gonna be a little warmer. Hey! What's up, Gotti? How you doing? Doing all right? Hey, I wonder if you feel the shift. What's up, Harry? I wonder if you feel the shift. You know, Mercury changed signs. Mercury's in Sag. You know when planets change, when planets change signs, shift happens. You know. So yeah, Mercury change. Mercury, and what? Hey yo! Oh yo! Mercury's actually in opposition to Uranus, which is interesting. Uranus is in Uranus and Mercury are Mercury rules signs, right? And Uranus is in a Mercury rules sign, and Mercury is in opposition to Uranus at 0 degrees. Mercury is in detriment in Sagittarius. And then to put with all that going on, right? You got what's going on with the ruler of Sag, Jupiter. Jupiter's the ruler of Sag, and it's in that grand water trine with Saturn and Mars. And Jupiter is still square Chiron in Aries. Right? Aries is ruled by Mars, one of the planets in the water trine. Jupiter rules Pisces and Sagittarius, the sign Mercury just went into. And they trine in a grand trine with Saturn, which is retrograde in Pisces. Saturn is retrograde in Pisces, so it's about Saturn. Saturn is the master. Saturn is the master. And Jupiter is exalted in Cancer in its own bounds. So it means we got a strong Jupiter. Mars is in its own sign, so it's strong. But here's the kicker. Mars and Saturn are in each other's bounds. I see they got 10 people up in here. Y'all still here? Oh, the name of my dog is Sugar. This is, you know. When she was a puppy, she was all white, and then them spots started developing. You know, she looked like a sugar cube. That's what I call the Sugar. Alright. Alright, so.
So
when I'm talking, when you hear me say, I don't know if y'all be catching my videos or whatever. And I say, hey, this planet is in the bounds of that planet. What does that mean? It means that bounds are, all right. Yes, there's 30 degrees in every sign, but within them 30 degrees, Jupiter, Venus, Mercury, Mars, and Saturn rent. Let's just say they rent land in each sun, and they're the land renters, right? So when I say bounds, it's, hey, Mars is in the bounds of Saturn in Scorpio. What does that mean? It means, yes, Mars is in Scorpio, but it's in the space in which Saturn rents in Scorpio. And so that planet, even though, hey, so Saturn's telling Mars, hey Mars, I know Scorpio is your sign, but you on my land right now, and my rent is on time. So you gotta listen to what I say. You gotta do what I say when you on my land. Right? That's what that means. So you got Saturn in Mars's bounds in Pisces, and you got Mars in Saturn's bounds in Scorpio. Retrograde. Like I said, Saturn is retrograde. Saturn is about mastery. So, and this is a water grand trine. A water grand trine. So this is about internal retrograde self-mastery, internal self-mastery of the emotion structure. Now, for the ones who know their chart, where's your water house? Going on in your water house. Let me see. Mutable water houses is going to be, should be two. Let me see. It'll be 2-8 and 2-6. Two, six, and 10 for mutable sign. Could be. Actually, it'd be the mutable signs. It could be 2-6. And then this is Scorpio season. Sun in Scorpio. We still, I don't know if you've seen that video, but we're about 3 days, we got 3 days left. Around 3 days left of the sun traveling through the Five of Cups. All right. But, all right, so, and actually, the sun is almost close to, will be close to getting out of Mars's bounds and going into Venus's bounds within that this 10 days. So even though, yes, we're dealing with the energy of the Five of Cups, that within that energy, it shifts. And there's been emotional shifts within inside that same energy as well. You got to remember the moon has been changing signs every 2.5 days, which is shifting the emotional tone on the same issue. All right. So yeah, Pisces is about dreams, things, you know, seeing clearly. Well, Mercury will go retrograde in Sagittarius. Yeah, it hasn't gone retrograde yet. Mercury's retrograding in all the fire signs. If anybody wondering, who don't be up and in, thank y'all for the likes. Anybody who don't really be up in here, I'm actually doing earth and fire right now, as far as balancing the elements on a daily basis. I'm outside, yeah, it's cold. Well, it's cooler now, you know. It ain't like, that's why I'm trying to stay in the sun. It feel all right while I'm in the sun. I get in that shade, hey, there's another dog. Gets kind of cold. So, but yeah, part of trying to stay balanced on a daily basis is cut it out, sugar. Doing something with your working on the elements on a daily basis, actively making sure you do something with the elements on a daily basis. Earth, air, water, fire. Now, we all are on a case-by-case basis. You got to take yourself as a case-by-case basis. Some people need to work on more earth than fire. Or, you know, you might be real good with earth and water, but your fire and air, man, you need to work on that. All right. Air. So I guess you saying now to figure out what you got to work on with the elements. I guess you got to figure out what each element represents. What is earth? What is water? What is air? What is fire? Figure that out. Earth has to do with grounding, being practical. You know, earth is stable, stabilization. Water is your emotional body. Air is your intellect and thoughts. Are you just letting thoughts swim around in your head? Or are you doing something with them? Are you structuring them, as in journaling, meditating, you know, expression in a way? probably has to do with your get up and go, your inspiration, your enthusiasm. What are you doing to raise your fire on a daily basis? Is your, by the way, y'all, just because you're not actively doing anything with your fire, that doesn't mean the fire doesn't come out. It comes out in ways you don't realize. Arguments, being testy, and, you know, outbursts, all that, that's unexpressed fire. That's fire stagnating in your body. When it comes to your emotional body, is your water? Is your water frozen and you can't feel? You don't feel nothing? You unemotional? Or are you so emotional, you flooding the city? Flooding everything. People need life preservers coming around you so they won't turn. And all the water you just... Does your water need to be dammed up? Does it need a levee? Do you need to find a reservoir for your water? And when it comes to air, you heard me say expressing yourself. My water was high before I lowered it, and I've been feeling more balanced these days. When you say lowered it, what do you mean by you lowered it? What do you mean by you lowered it? Cut it out, sugar. Right? When you say lowered it, do you mean stop being so emotional? Stop filtering everything. Stop filtering everything through the lens of emotion. Yeah. I got an example. Instead of asking myself, how does this make me feel? You asking yourself, how can I understand what is being presented more? You know, okay. But then, you know, ain't nothing wrong with listening to somebody's story, but also you got to identify, is this a repeated story? You know, what's the purpose of this person telling me this story? Are they trying to really, you know, are they just trying to get attention for telling me this story and sympathy, fishing for sympathy? Or are they actually, you know, are they trying to do something about it? I mean, there's a difference, you know? Some storytellers are just looking looking for an audience to get sympathy. Oh. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened. You know, but, you know, now, if that's what that person wants, that's just what they want. That don't mean you have to play into it, or that don't mean that's, you got to give them that. You know? Just because somebody wants something, that don't mean you got to be the one to do it. Do it if you want to. The way I approach it, it depends on my mood. Am I in the mood to listen to this? Do I feel like listening? Nah, I'm good right now. My defenses as far as not being able to let this story, the energy of this story, affect my energy. You know, hey, if I can't listen to this story and emotionally not be emotionally affected one way or the other, you know, all right, I can listen to it. But if I'm at a weak moment and I don't think I'll be, my energy could fend off the energetic osmosis that they're trying to do, then no. You know? No, I can't listen to that. I can't listen to the story right now. I'm good. Find someone else to tell it to. And I'm sure you will, because that's what you do. You walk around and repeat the same story. Okay. So yeah. So yeah. You know, and you see, I'm out here smelling the fresh air and the elements. Yes. So, but Uranus is retrograde, and Uranus is right about to dip back into Taurus and clean up, I guess, try to clean up its 7-year transit through Taurus. I think Uranus went in Taurus around 2018. And so, while it's been sitting up there in Gemini, we've gotten a preview, let's just say, a preview of what the 7-year transit of Uranus's total transit of Gemini is going to be about. But then now Uranus is saying, hey, I'm about to go dip back into Taurus. And right before I dip back in Taurus, I'm going to have an opposition on the cusp with the ruler of the sign I'm in. And then head back to Taurus. Now, I guess I would have to mentally, right, be trying to figure all of this out. I guess I would have to now start to think about Taurus since around 2018. Uranus is the planet of liberation. Unexpected. So since 2018, all right, if you hey Gal, what's happening? So since 2018, all right, Uranus went into Taurus. So what house is Taurus for you? What house is Taurus for you? All right. For instance, Gemini rising, Taurus is 12. Sagittarius rising, Taurus is 6. Leo rising, Taurus is 10. So Uranus since 2018 has been trying to liberate you in this Taurus area for you. Now, like I say, this is where knowing your rising sign is important. So Gala, I think you're a Leo rising. So 10th house, Uranus has been trying to liberate you with how you sing publicly, what you do publicly, right? Reputation, career, reputation, how you seen in the outer world. And since 2018, Uranus has been trying to liberate you from that. Hey, I'm talking about your rising sign. Aren't you a Leo rising? Aren't you a Leo rising? If you are a Leo rising, Taurus, what I'm talking about, falls in your 10th house. Even, it doesn't matter if you're Aries or... Oh, you're an Aries rising? All right, well, where did Leo come from with you? Anyway, then that's your second house. Money, finances, self-esteem, self-worth. All right? So your money, your finances, your self-esteem, your self-worth. Uranus has been trying to liberate you from that, wherever it was. Since 2018, and now I was trying to go back and clean it up. Sixth house, Sagittarius, your daily routine, your health, you know, how you structure stuff and all of that. Uranus has been trying to liberate you from that area. Free you. Have you been stepping into it, or have you been fighting it? Have y'all been resisting the liberation? Do y'all have Stockholm Syndrome? Do you have Stockholm Syndrome? Are you in love with that in which binds you? Are you in love with that which binds you? You know, Taurus, I am talking about Taurus, and you know what Taurus likes. Taurus likes to be comfortable. Taurus likes their comfort. Taurus the bull, right? But you gotta realize, everybody wanna be comfortable. Ooh, look at this sofa, it's comfortable. Hey, look at this bed. It's so comfortable. Being comfortable is a great feeling, but it's a terrible place for growth. Now put that on top of liberation. liberating you from something in which you feel comfortable with. How? By the way, that's why it's so hard. Because you're comfortable. But here's the problem with that. You could be comfortable. You could be comfortable in a bad situation. So what if you're trying to, you're comfortable in a situation, but it's bad. But you're just comfortable because you've been doing it for years and now you know how to navigate this bad situation. So now you got yourself in a comfortable place within a bad situation. How do you liberate yourself from that? How do you set yourself free? Here's the next question. Mentally, is that person looking to be set free or have they accepted the inevitable? Have they went with the devil is better, the devil I don't know is better than the devil I know? I mean, the devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. I might as well, stay here. Because I'm scared, the fool. Hey, Gaudi, you brought up the fool, Uranus. What is the fool? The fool is walking toward the cliff, the edge of the cliff. Hey, if I liberate myself from this situation and walk off this cliff, am I gonna fall or am I gonna fly? Man, it's far down there. Man, it's far down there. I don't wanna fall. I don't wanna fall. Hey, shout out to R. Kelly. R. Kelly said, I believe I could fly. But R. Kelly, you gonna have me out there like a fool talking about I could believe I could fly and I fall straight on my face falling off this cliff. Cause I tried to liberate myself from that in which I am comfortable with, but, right? Welcome back, Harry. Oh, let me see. Yeah, Harry. Come back. Let me see. Taking the leap no matter the outcome of what's going to happen. Shout out to the universe. Taking a leap no matter, okay. Now, it's scary to take the leap because not only, hey, a few broken bones, you can get a couple of you can put yourself in a cast and all that stuff. You can get a cast put on you. But, I want to still be here. And if I fall too far off that cliff, I might not continue being here on this earth. That's scary to some, but here is it. If it's my time, I guess my pushback to that would be, well, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. It don't matter if you jump off that cliff or turn a corner and get hit by a bus, right? That's the other side of it. Oh, what's up, Vic? I ain't got my glasses on. I look like Vic. So, what if it ain't your time to go? What if it ain't your time to go? Then, is it that dangerous to walk off that cliff and liberate yourself? If this ain't your time to go, so what happens if you walk off that cliff? Now, you okay? So now we're bringing up. We talked about something. I brought something up, right? We talked about. I told y'all they got a grand water trine out there, right? And what's water about? Emotions, right? What sign is Pisces in? I mean, what sign is Saturn in? It's in Pisces. And what's in, what rules Pisces? Jupiter. And Jupiter's in the Grand Trine too. And so when it comes to this, right? Pisces, putting it all together, y'all. Y'all ready for this? You ready for this? Putting all this together, and we're talking about the fool and walking off the cliff. Emotionally, how much faith do you have that the universe has got your back? And it's not going to let you fall. How much faith do you have on the emotional level? Water. How much faith do you have on the emotional level? Yeah. Earth and fire going. Alright. Got the earth and fire already done. Be honest with you, I did the water too. Before I even got out the bed, I meditated, y'all. Right. So in all actuality, I already had pretty much touched I touched three elements already, y'all, and it's 9 o'clock this in the morning. Now, all right. Now I'm back in the lab. Let me take some of these layers off. Let's get out with this green water trying. You know, hey y'all, in the middle of the night, the moon went into Aquarius. And when it crossed over into Aquarius, it went over Pluto. So the moon's in Aquarius right now. All right. Woo! Now I'll give y'all some of my air. By the way, be honest with y'all. I did awful. Be honest with y'all, because look, I recorded. Listen, watch this. I've already done all four, really, y'all. All four elements. Before I even went outside and did and all that, listen to this.
See, shared power and transformation are being restructured. Use the Mars trines to take.
I recorded the rising sign stuff already this morning. So yeah, I already did earth, air, water, and fire. But I do have a grand trine in the air, so I have to work extra with getting rid of excessive air. All right. I got too much air. And so I got these videos and blogs and all of that stuff y'all see from me, that's me actually getting rid of my excessive air. I'm doing something. I got too much air in my truck. and for me not to sit up. Just think about this, y'all. Just think about all the videos, the shorts, and all the stuff that y'all hear from me and all of that. Just think if I didn't put none of that out. And all of that information just stayed up inside my head. Where would I be right now? I might be sniffing glue somewhere. Oh, shit. I might be. All right. So, let's go. Y'all want to hear? Okay. Not only did I record that, you know, I put this together. I'm talking about the groundwater trying. The waters of the collective conscious are harmonizing now, forming a sacred triangle of emotional wisdom. The deep alchemy of water in motion. This is not chaos, it's coherence. Where once we felt fragmented, the pieces begin to flow together. The Grand Trine links depth, Scorpio, with compassion, Pisces, and nourishment, Cancer. This is an emotional trinity of power, faith, and care. It's stabilizing and healing through the inner world, a current that turns sensitivity into strength and emotion into momentum. We got Mars and Scorpio trine. Trine is a supporting energy. It's kind of like Jupiter energy. Trine Saturn, which is retrograde. We got focused emotional power turned inward. Discipline meets desire. We got Mars and Scorpio. Mars likes to cut and sever, y'all. So Mars and Scorpio, put it in fixed water. Mars and Scorpio likes to cut deep. We ain't gonna stay in the shallows with this Mars and Scorpio. We cutting deep. Then we got Saturn retrograde in Pisces, which gives those cuts a spiritual, and Saturn is karma. Karma. It gives these cuts a karmic weight. Mars is trying to cut. And Saturn's like, hey, don't just cut anything. We got this karmic weight and debt that we're dealing with. And by the way, I told y'all they're exchanging bounds. They got to work together, trading disciplines. They trading disciplines. What's up, Mystical? Mars gains endurance and Saturn gains Mars's energy. Saturn is Father Time. That's why Mars gains endurance. And Saturn gains Mars energy. And what is that? Courage. So just this Mars trying to Saturn retrograde. That's why I said retrograde. So this, what I just said, it's not, don't look outward. Don't be looking in the matrix for this. This is all internal. Self-mastery through emotional awareness. Strength through stillness. Power through surrender. We also got Saturn. That same Saturn that's hooked up with Mars is also trine Saturn. That same retrograding Saturn is trine to Jupiter. And this is the bridge between structure, Saturn and structure. And we talked about the Fool. And Jupiter is faith. Faith. So when it comes to for you to be able to take that leap, you might need a restructuring of your beliefs. And when you restructure your beliefs, that bleeds into the level of faith you have. Saturn retrograde reminding us that the framework must be built within. The framework that's within us needs restructuring. It needs correcting. If the frame is bent, everything else is going to be bent. Jupiter likes to expand. And Jupiter is expanding what Saturn is trying to purify. I said Saturn is Father Time. This could be pointing to some divine timing and motion. Asking you to, Saturn, time, long-term visions are blessed when the emotional foundation is honest. Pisces, are you being truthful with yourself? Pisces energy, where your Pisces energy falls in your chart, are you being truthful in that area with yourself? Then I said we got a grand trine. That's not all, y'all. I said Mars was trine to Saturn, and then I said Saturn and Jupiter are trine. But I said a grand trine. We had to have a grand trine, and a grand trine has to do with three. It's a trinity. And Mars and Jupiter are trine together. And this, they actually trine at 24 degrees. They more exact than Saturn. Well, yesterday was Mars, Jupiter is at, now it's really moved more into the Saturn, Mars, exactly. But they, you know, y'all, this, it cast a wide orb, right? So, this is still in the air, right? And so the Mars trine Jupiter is about the courage to act from the heart. Scorpio, Mars and Scorpio, when desire aligns with Jupiter beliefs, manifestation accelerates. Manifestation accelerates. Yet under this retrograde current, actions feel calmer, wiser. Jupiter and Saturn is about wisdom, fueled by trust rather than impulse. Now, when we're looking at all of this, you know, I said it's a triangle, a trinity going on. Jupiter and Cancer exalted is really in his own bounds. It's like Jupiter, the exalted Jupiter in Cancer is the harmonizer within this Grand Trine, you know, Saturn sitting up there in review, Mars moving and strong. They having a conversation, but Jupiter sitting over there in his power, you know. He's sitting there in his power, powered up and all of that. And so, yeah. So Jupiter is the focal point that's like holding all us together. Jupiter is the greater benefic. Jupiter likes to expand, but he's only expanding what has soul integrity. This isn't luck. It's the reward of you being emotionally honest. Now, you're not. That means if you're not being emotionally honest with yourself, reward. What is your relationship with truth? Not just truth, emotional truth. You do nobody no good by lying. You ain't doing nothing but lying to yourself. You ain't lying to me. Lying to me does you no good. The more aligned you are with what cherishes you, the more life rushes in your sincerity. Are you being true to yourself? Pisces, Saturn in Pisces likes to dissolve. So old emotional patterns dissolve, not through struggle, but through Jupiter, understanding, wisdom. There's power in letting feelings move through instead of just holding them hostage. You know, I've heard a lot of females talk about, oh, you know, I'm retaining water. Now, let me give you another perspective. When someone says, oh, this is water weight, I'm retaining water, are they actually really saying the truth of it is, hey, I'm holding on to emotions and I'm not allowing my emotions to flow? Building a dam like a beaver. I'm damming up this water.
Oh, shit.
I got 11 people in here. Who's been a beaver? Who got some beaver in them? Who been out there gnawing on trees? Making dams. Come on. It's okay. You can admit it. It's all right. Because the dam could be taken down. It could be disassembled. You know? But you gotta admit. Hey, you gotta admit, I'm Bucky the Beaver. Can you help me dismantle this dam so my water can flow? So this trine is inviting you to become a conscious architect of your emotional reality. Is asking you to rebuild your inner structure with empathy, patience, and faith in the unseen process.
Do you trust the process? Do you trust the process? Do you have faith in the process? Do you have faith in the process to see it to the end? Hey, I'm gonna see this to the end. I'm gonna roll till the wheels fall off. Y'all wanna know? Y'all want me to let you in on the secret? Y'all want a secret? If I tell y'all, y'all ain't gonna tell nobody. Sure. All right. Here's the secret. The work that you've been dreading to do, it may suddenly feel inevitable. That thing you've been dreading to do may suddenly come up and it's inevitable. You got to deal with it. And you got to deal with it with grace. Right action emerges naturally when your emotions and beliefs are in harmony. Are you telling yourselves the truth? This is the energy, Marm, taking action on what you've been quietly processing. You've been thinking about some stuff for a while. Quietly. Ain't been telling nobody about it. Just been mulling it over in your thoughts and, you know. You ever seen that movie Finding Nemo? And they kept, and he told him to look for a current. Hey, that current will take you all the way to, I think it was Australia or somewhere. Find that current. Well, this Grand Trine is a current. It's a universal current in a way, like that current in Finding Nemo. Structure, Saturn, and faith, Jupiter, are working together to support your transformation. You know, Scorpio likes transformation. But Saturn's retrograde reminds you, hey, don't be looking outside of you to restructure. This is all internal. Now I got a question for y'all. Are you moving with the emotional current that you're feeling, or are you moving against it? Are you moving with the emotional current, or are you swimming against it? That's why you, now we had another reason why you need to be emotionally tapped in. This is another reason why you need to be emotionally tapped in. How do you know? If you're not tapped in with your emotions and what you really want and what you really desire, how do you even know if you're swimming against the emotional stream or not? How do you even know that? But if you do move with the emotional current, this Mars is giving you the courage to go deep. Saturn's teaching you to stay with the process. Time, Father Time. It's a process. This stuff don't happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. And Jupiter is trying to remind you why all of this matters. When, by the way, what did I say? We said Mercury is in detriment in Sagittarius and it's in opposition to Uranus. And Uranus is trying to liberate you. Right? Now, what is Mercury? Mercury's the mind. Uranus is liberation. And then we just talked about all of this. So, do you have to get your emotions in flow that in turn will change the way you think and have faith? Mercury in Jupiter sign Sagittarius. Do you have to get your emotions in line with your mind to liberate yourself from that in which you fell in love with because it's comfortable? Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Now, when it comes to, like I said, we got Mars in Scorpio, we got Saturn in Pisces, we got Jupiter in Cancer, right? Creating this grand trine. Get your pen. Get your pens and paper out, boys and girls. I got some questions for you. Get your papers and pens. I got some reflection questions for you. You know, I know some people like homework. Some people don't like this part. Oh, dog, why are you going to make me think? Because I told you, this is internal. So I got to ask you a question to make you go inside. So when it comes to Mars and Scorpio, by the way, y'all, don't forget, remember where these signs falling in your chart. Where's Scorpio? Where's Pisces? Where's Cancer? These questions are going to go to those areas in your chart personally. So Mars and Scorpio is giving you the courage to go deep. What truth have I been avoiding that's ready to surface now? What truth have I been avoiding that's ready to surface now? Where am I being called to act from emotional honesty rather than fear? In your Scorpio area, Mars is asking you, where am I being called to act from emotional honesty rather than fear? Last question for your Scorpio energy. What needs to be released so deeper healing can begin? What needs to be released so deeper healing can begin? Now, we're going to turn the focus to your Pisces area. Saturn in Pisces is asking you to, do you have the patience to stay present? You know, Pisces likes to escape. So, what emotional pattern am I finally ready to give structure and form to? You know, Pisces is the ocean, and then having, it likes free flowing and it's boundless. And, yeah. What emotional pattern am I finally ready to give structure and form to? This is going to your Pisces area. Where can I build stronger boundaries while staying compassionate? Where can I build stronger boundaries while staying compassionate? What spiritual practice or commitment wants to become more disciplined in my life? What spiritual practice or commitment wants to become more disciplined in my life? Jupiter in Cancer. Now, let's forget, remember, Jupiter is exalted in Cancer and in his own bound, so he's strong. He's strong right now. Can you see, does your faith have meaning? Does your faith have meaning? What's up, Sam? Jupiter in Cancer. What part of your, this is your, where's your Cancer area? Identify your Cancer area. Jupiter in Cancer. What part of my education, what part of my emotional world is asking to be nurtured and expanded? What part of my emotional world is asking to be nurtured and expanded? Where have I been spiritually bypassing instead of generally feeling? Where have I been spiritually bypassing instead of generally feeling? What long-held dream finally has the roots and integrity to grow? What long-term dream finally has the roots and integrity to grow? Now, those are just questions to those specific areas. Now, here's a question. As I told you, they're in a grand trine. So here's a question for the grand trine as a whole. Putting all three of these areas together for you. What work have I been circling that now feels inevitable rather than force? What work have I been circling that now feels inevitable rather than forced? Where can I stop struggling and start flowing? Water wants to flow. If water doesn't flow, it sits, it stagnates and turns green and dies. Y'all want green stagnant water floating around in your body? Huh? You want that green, nasty looking shit floating around in your body? You better let this water start flowing. You better get your water flowing. So where can you stop struggling and start flowing? What would it look like to trust my inner tides completely right now? What would it look like if you trust your inner tides completely? You know, this is interesting. You hear people out here talking about, I want a relationship and all of that stuff. Hey, I can't find anybody I could trust. You can't trust these men. Well, I can't find a woman I trust. I got a question. Do you trust yourself? All these people who's talking about trust, could they be out here in the world actually projecting, and the actual problem is they don't trust themselves? That's why they can't find trust out here in the world. You don't even trust your inner ties to go with it, but you won't. So what would it look like? What would your life look like if you trusted your inner tides completely? What would you be doing differently? Yeah, I know some of y'all thinking right now, damn, if I just went with, you know right now, you thinking, man, I would do this, and do this. But y'all ain't. Now the question is why? Last question. If my emotions were a river, what would happen if I removed the dam? If your emotions was a river, what would happen if you stopped acting like Bucky the Beaver? What would your life look like? I hope y'all was writing that down. I hope y'all do the work. I hope y'all ask yourself these questions. Actually look at these areas in your chart, you know, and ask yourself these questions and reflect. Reflect on this stuff, because how can you complain where you're at if you don't contemplate and think about where you want to go? And these questions is going to help you identify where you actually want to go. And then once you realize where you really want to go, at that point, you could direct yourself. You could find the actual directions that'll get you there, right? You won't be getting lost out here wondering, hey, I'm trying to go to Disneyland, but you headed to Knott's Berry Farm. You got the directions to Knott's Berry Farm. And when you pull up to Knott's Berry Farm, you're gonna say, hey, I thought I was going to Disney World. But you didn't look for the directions to get there. So if you don't arrive at the destination in which you want it, who can you blame? Now, when it comes to grand trines, it's a gift. It's a God-given gift, right? It's so given that we can be lazy and not even use this stuff, y'all. Hopefully, I ain't triggering nobody using that word lazy. So, you actively got to lean into this energy You got to actively work with it. You got to actively try to manifest, go in there, ask yourself. You got to admit you got your bucket of beer and got some dams. Hey, y'all, before I get it, is any of this resonating with y'all? I'm just up here, you know, talking away. Maybe y'all still writing the questions down. Did anybody need me to repeat any questions? Anything? No. Yeah. What? Yep. What? You need me? Yep. What? You need to repeat something or this resonates? All right. Well, I want to thank y'all for rocking. Hey, if y'all get anything, hopefully that explain to y'all the grand water trying that's going on in the air. Right. But if y'all didn't understand that, the biggest thing I would get is, want y'all to get from this is work on your four elements on a daily basis. Earth, air, water, and fire. I got 8 people in there. Have all of y'all been done anything on all 4 elements, actively concentrated on doing all 4 elements today? Well, for the ones over there, your days on the other side of the globe, your day is coming to an end. But some of y'all that's still in here in the Americas, our day is just getting started. So actively leaning into working on your 4 elements today. And, you know, see how you feel after actively doing the 4 elements on a daily basis. See if you feel more balanced, more aligned, more, you know, at ease. Because, yeah, anyway. Anyway, I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. Y'all know how to end this. You know, that's self and balance your energy.